Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Look, a quick word here for Bud Light. Bud Light has been a great supporter of mine on the radio here for many, many years. I mean, this goes way back when there really wasn't any soccer talk on the radio. Bud Light reminds you, it's most importantly about your friends. Get a bucket of Bud Lights, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, any other day of the week. Remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light is the official beer of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. With that, Bud Light brings us from Sporting Kansas City, their manager, former U.S. International, Major League Soccer All-Star, Peter Vermes. Peter, as always, thank you for coming on this program.
Glenn, my pleasure, pal.
You know, I look around the league, and as a person in the media, you handle the media wonderfully. You obviously get the importance of it, despite the fact that your team is incredibly popular in Kansas City.
Well, look, I think you and I both come from an era that I think we were begging for some media to cover the game as we were coming out. And I think, you know, we had to be incredible ambassadors of the sport. At the same time, we had to beg, borrow, and steal to get, you know, some recognition for the sport. And so anything that comes our way these days, especially for myself, I have a great appreciation for it. And I completely understand how important it is to the overall success of the league and the sport moving forward. And so it's incredibly important for all of us to be very open and more importantly, accessible when the opportunities do present themselves, because it's an important part of our sport, and for the growth of it, it's paramount.
Just take us into the coverage in Kansas City that you guys get locally. You know, where are you guys gauging out in mainstream media?
Well, I think what our PR department has done a fantastic job in the area of social media. What they've done is they've kind of created our own little class, if you will, of fan support. At the same time, I think they've made a lot of our players extremely relevant in the sports scene. And then the other side of it is, I also think that we've been a little bit different in our marketplace, probably than most soccer markets. And that is, instead of us going after the youth market, which we believed was already there, it was more of our objective to go after the, you know, the 18 to 54, if you will, age group. And because we felt that they were going to be long-term fans of our team. And let's face it, they're the ones that, you know, decide to buy the tickets or not. So it was an important area for us to go after. And we thought that the easiest way to get to them in the beginning was social media. And at the same time, I think we've been really innovative in other areas as well, with a lot of different video things that we do, and you know, different Snapchats, and just different things that we do as an organization. I think have been very innovative, and I have to give a lot of credit to our PR department and Rob Thompson, who's headed that up. And he was actually here when I was here as a player, and then left and then came back. So they've done a fantastic job, and I think they've hit all the right buttons along the way.
Yeah, Rob is a Hall of Fame media guy, and of course Jonathan Kaplan helped set this interview up. So I appreciate that. But, you know, there was no putting me off. It was, you know, let me check. Boom. Peter's ready. You know, you just got to kind of love that. It's excellent. How about the Kansas City Star? They give you pretty good coverage too, right?
They do. They have a main beat writer that, you know, is with us, connected to us every day, which, you know, that kind of took a big change or a big step once we became Sporting Kansas City. And they saw that the environment had changed at our stadium, the environment had changed with the sellout crowds and everything, and so they've done a very good job. And what I like about them, too, is that they're – and I know this, they're not homers, but they're not out to get us. Mm-hmm. I think they're very fair in the way that they report, which in the end is what you ask for. And so they've been, you know, they also have to ask the tough questions, and I get that, and that's part of the business that we're in. But they're very fair about how they do their work. So they've been a really good a good outlet for us to get our message out there and also be critical of at times when probably they should be.
Is transparency important for clubs and organizations now in your mind?
For ours?
Yes.
It's something that we pride ourselves on. You know, there's a lot of tough questions that come in this business, and I think you have a couple different ways that you could answer them. You could BS the audience. You could not answer the question, or you could get right to it and tell them what were the reasons why you came to your decision. You know, a perfect example is, you know, we made a big decision, I think, this year in moving Dom Dwyer on. And, you know, obviously with any team, when you're talking about players that have been very good for the organization in many different ways, it's never going to be an easy thing for the fans to accept, because, you know, they always think that players are going to stay forever, which obviously is not the case. And at some point, decisions have to be made. But one of the things that we've always prided ourselves on is that we're always going to make decisions that are the best for the club. Obviously, we always think about the fans. We'll think about what ownership wants. We'll think about even what our staff is thinking. But at the end, it has to be centered and based around what is best for the team, short and long term. And I think when you make those decisions, I think more times than not, you'll be right. And if you continue to keep your decision-making process based on a set of ideas and also a philosophy that you have, and that's the foundation you work from, I think majority of the time, you're going to be right.
Peter Vermes, Sporting Kansas City manager, joining us. They win another Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Your job now, Peter, it's very unlike maybe back in the early days. I mean, you're involved in the youth setup, player decisions. This is a 24/7 job. I mean, how do you handle that, number one, when it comes to just time? And then number two, how do you make sure it just doesn't become overwhelming? What do you do to potentially get a break and relieve some of the stress?
It's a good question. To answer the first part is that if there's one thing that I'd say that's a strong asset of mine, is that I am very good at hiring great people. And we have a great staff here. And it's also a consistent one. And I think the reason for, and again, consistency, it usually comes down to a couple things. It comes down to good people and making sure that they stay around for a long time. And we've been very fortunate to have a great staff, and those people have stayed. They believe in the project in which we're doing. And so being able to have all those people involved helps immensely with me being able to allow people to kind of do their thing and do it right. But I also, at the same time, keep myself heavily involved. I call us, you know, I always say we have three properties. We have our academy, we have our USL team, the Swill Park Rangers, and then we have our senior team, which is Sporting Kansas City. And my goal is to keep a close watch on those three properties. And I do that a couple of ways. One is I make sure that I'm constant communication with the people that are overseeing those areas. At the same time, I meet with the powers that be at each of those properties, and then I also visit on my own. You know, I go out and see academy trainings, I watch games, I see the USL team, the Swope Park Rangers, play, whether it's live or watch them on the internet. And then I also make sure that everybody knows on the technical side that the staff is completely integrated and it's not just separated because they're, a different name, that we're all together and we need to work together. And I think that's a really important aspect, in any organization. And then the last piece is that I'm one of those people that, you know, I always hear this thing, especially with younger kids, people talk about burnout and how they can get burned out of a sport and things like that. You know, growing up, I played baseball for about half a season, and I played soccer the rest of the time all year long. And so never played any other sports, you know, just played soccer, and I never got burned out. And I always credit that to the fact that it was my love, it's my passion, it's what I love to do. And no, I don't – it's hard to become sick of something if you're passionate about it, if you love it. And then, you know, the final thing is that my wife and I, we went to high school together. So very fortunate to have, you know, the way that she supports what I do. And when you have that, it kind of makes things a lot easier.
Sporting Kansas City manager Peter Vermees joining us here on ESPN 97.5. You know, I didn't intend to get off into this direction, but I'm finding this to be a very, very interesting interview. Back to the point of your passion growing up and playing the game, how important is it and how difficult is it to find people within the roles of your club to hire people that are intellectually curious about the sport of soccer? And how important is that? Because, you know, the passion, the knowledge of the game, those things can go a long way for people when buying into, as you mentioned, a project.
So let me answer that first from a player point of view, right? So when we're searching for players that's going to fit our team, and, you know, the big thing is obviously fitting our model of play, number one. And then number two is that can they fit into the culture? So let me hit the first piece. And I'll use an example, somebody. When I think it was ended the 2012 season, I really felt that we had a need for the team, and that was we needed someone in the middle of midfield that can unlock defenses. And I had been interested in Benny when he first came back to the league, but, you know, he first went to Chivas traded him, and he went to New England. So New England had him, and things weren't going well for him there. And I had Benny when I was Ziggy Schmidt's assistant for the U-20 World Championship team that was in 2005. And so I had been with Benny for probably like 2 years prior to that with the U-20s, and we were training all the time. And there's something that always stuck, you know, always stuck with me regarding Benny, and that was he loved the game, had incredible passion for it, and knew everything about players and teams around the world. And I loved that about him. And I thought, and I knew him as a player. And you know, it was one thing to go search for the guy that was going to unlock defenses, but it was the other thing to know that if there's one thing that connected with me was the fact that he was passionate about the game and he loved it. And those qualities are important for me to search for when I'm looking for players, and that's one of the reasons why I picked him. On the staff side, it's something a little bit different, and it goes a little bit hand in hand when we're searching for players too. But it's a big thing on the staff side, and that is, you know, it's a big buzzword today everybody uses, but to me, it's an incredibly important piece of any successful organization, and that is culture. And so when we're trying to find people, the biggest thing that always comes, you know, it just pops out at me is that whether or not the person will fit into our organization culturally. And, you know, we have four core values that I put together years ago that make up someone who can fit into our culture. The first is And obviously this can be players or staff, but the first is you have to be a team first individual, right? You have to, the team always has to be first with you. It's not about the individuals in our team. It's not about any individual staff member. It's always the team's first, number one. Number two is you have to have an incredible work ethic. Number three is you have to be intelligent. And it's intelligent based on what you do for the organization, right? Like, I don't need players to wake up in the next morning and perform brain surgery. I need them to be able to take in the information that we have about the opponent, what we need them to do in their role and the responsibility for the game. And they need to be able to implement it into the game. And then the final piece is a winning mentality, and that's got a very specific definition when it comes to us. And that is, it's simple. It's you have to be able to pursue excellence every day in everything that you do. And so for myself, when I'm searching for somebody, especially on the staff, I'm looking for someone that has a hunger for those things. And if they do, it's actually pretty easy for them to fit into who we are and what we do. And that commitment has to be there every day. And they have to be people that also want to defend and protect, our culture. And so, those things are important. I think it's important for any high performance organization, is that you have people that on a daily basis are vigilant in protecting, defending that culture.
Well, I think any big club has to have, or corporation, and I'm not a genius here when it comes to this, but has to have an inspirational leader. I see that. Obviously, you're that inspirational leader out in front of this club. That bears a big responsibility, and you handle it wonderfully. Let me switch gears here now to just one or two questions. First off, how has it been absorbing, you know, a great striker like Dom Dwyer being moved on to Orlando City? How has that worked out for you so far?
Well, it's hard to replace good players. It is. And Dom was a very good player for us. At the same time, as you know how this business is, there's limitations in certain areas sometimes, and one of them, especially in a sport that has a salary cap, you know, that can be a limitation. We tried to work things out with Dom. It didn't work. It definitely was trending in the way that it would not come to the right or the finality that we all wanted. And so it made sense to make a move. I never would have made a move if I did not believe that we had a player or players in place that could absorb the load. And I actually think they've done an excellent job at that. It also helps that we have a very strong team. And, you know, if you recall back to what I said about, you know, our first core value in our culture is the team is always first. Well, I've never built any team that we've put together here on any one individual. And so I felt very confident in that if we made the move, we had enough on our roster where that was going to be able to absorb, as I said, the load, and more importantly, at times, hopefully be able to excel. And I think in certain cases that's happened, and I'm pleased with what we've done and had so far. But we still have so much more to be able to accomplish, and not just, I don't mean in results, but we also can be a lot better in certain areas of our game, which is something that we work on, you know, every day.
Is that something, can I ask you what those are, or
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at us over the course of this season, you know, look, we've been very competitive. You mentioned the U.S. Open Cup, which is never an easy tournament to win. It comes always at a time when it's a, you know, things are really heating up. And so you got to really be, I think, intelligent as a staff on how you're going to manage your players through that, you know, with still maintaining a thirst and a hunger for the regular season. But my a couple things, I think one is that I think that we can be more clinical in our finishing. When you look at we have 12 ties. I would say that there's a minimum of 8 of those that easily we should have won those games. That's 16 points that were missed. There's a couple games that we've lost 1-0 here or there, that those are games that we should have won. But again, it comes down to the final, you know, the final goal or just, you know, the number of chances that we created in those games we needed to finish off. And it's something that we need to be better at. The good thing is, and I think you would agree with me on this, is that the times when you worry in situations like that is when you're not creating the chances. That's when it becomes a concern, when you don't even have the ability to create the chances. But right. When you're creating them, you at least know that you're doing something right now. The question is that what do you need at the end to finish those off? And at times we've been really good at it, and then other times it hasn't been there, and that consistency is something that we've lacked.
Well, Peter, listen, this has been a wonderful interview. Thank you. I went over my allotted time here, but you're always so generous with your time. I appreciate that. Safe flight down here to Houston. Best of luck the rest of the season. And again, as always, I appreciate how prompt you come on this radio show and speak so candidly.
Yeah, my pleasure, and it's always great talking to you, Glenn. Really appreciate it.
You too, Peter. Thank you very much for coming on tonight. All right, that's Peter Vermees. Great interview there. And, you know, sometimes you go into an interview thinking you're going to go in one direction, and it ends up being another. That does it tonight for Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. We remind you that nothing goes better together than great friends in Bud Light. Most importantly, grab your friends. Get an ice cold bucket of Bud Light, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, any other day of the week. Remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light is the official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. By the way, HoustonDynamo.com for your tickets. Dynamo taking on Sporting Kansas City on Wednesday. For producer Tyler Scott, Peter Vermees, Steve Davis, Eddie Robinson, DJ Sun, Matt Peterson, and all involved, Victor Ariza, we thank you tonight for tuning into the show. PodcastArena.com, iTunes for the podcast.
ESPN
97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.